and welcome to the podcast for TheForce.net. My name is Eric, and I'm your host, bringing you the latest in Star Wars news. I'm flying out to Indianapolis bright and early tomorrow morning, but I wanted to get one last podcast out before I took off, since there are some interesting news items today. Also, Jeff's got some excellent advice for those attending Celebration 3, so let's start out with that.
Hi everyone out there, Indianapolis is gearing up for 30,000 fans to descend on our fair city, but first things first is we need to discuss the weather. The Weather Channel is predicting rain this week. Don't worry though, Indianapolis is not Denver. For those arriving on Wednesday, look for scattered thunderstorms. On Thursday, you can expect more scattered showers, and Friday is where it gets interesting. They are predicting thunderstorms all day. For the Rebel Legion fans out there, you might want to plan alternate photo location if you don't want to get wet. The weather appears to clear up for Saturday and Sunday. If it does rain, where are the best places to park? Unfortunately, the primary parking for the Convention Center and Dome are a good distance away on the other side of South Street, which just happens to be south of the Convention Center. If you get there early enough, there is a parking garage just east of the Dome on Maryland Street. The garage is many levels tall and connects to the Hyatt, Circle Center Mall, and most importantly, the Convention Center via the hamster tubes, also known as the sky bridges. Special event parking has normally run around $10. What a difference a few days makes. On the last show, I reported that the 501st Legion photo was scheduled at Saturday at 8 a.m. Well, thanks to the Lucas panel in the morning, it has been rescheduled. Right now, it appears it's going to be at 8 a.m. on Sunday morning. However, that is still subject to change. I don't envy the Legion's job on Saturday morning. The Sagamore Ballroom can only hold 3,300 people, and multiply that by the three shows, only 10,000 out of the 30,000 are going to get a chance to see Lucas. The Empire could not stop a dozen rebels and spear-carrying teddy bears. How are they going to control 20,000 unhappy Star Wars fans? Saturday morning is definitely going to be interesting. But to their credit, we understand that Gen Con did look at the RCA Dome for this event, but it was already booked. One event that has not been officially announced is the Celebration 3 Parade. At 10 o'clock on Thursday morning, the 501st Legion will march as part of the opening ceremonies. We don't have much information yet, but when we do, we'll let you know where you can find them to catch this event. In updating another story, Indiana State Museum released a press report, and Saving Star Wars will now show over all 4 days of the Celebration 3. Saving Star Wars will open on Thursday, April 21st at 7 o'clock, with appearances by cast, crew, and David Prowse, who was in the film. It would also show on Friday at noon, 2:30, and 7, and on Saturday at noon and 2:30, and on Sunday at 4 p.m.
In the last podcast, I mentioned the upcoming single from the Episode 3 soundtrack titled Battle of the Heroes, and how it's being released to radio stations later this month. Well, it looks like iTunes already has it. So head on over to iTunes and buy it there if you can't hold off until the soundtrack's release. Thanks to Darth Valius for the info. Sony BMG has issued a press release stating the Battle of the Heroes single from the upcoming soundtrack will be released on May 23rd. It says the single will be released in a limited edition, numbered CD format, with artwork featuring characters from Star Wars Episode III Revenge of the Sith. It also says the soundtrack is due out May 2nd, not May 3rd, as I'd previously reported. It mentions the bonus DVD to be released with the soundtrack, and it says that the single will have the promo video for the song. I just don't get why it's being released a week after the movie is released and 3 weeks after the soundtrack comes out. I don't really think that's such a wise move. I mean, if I buy the soundtrack and it has the bonus DVD too, why would I also buy the single? Sure, the completionists out there will want to get everything Star Wars related and they'll buy it. And the people who don't really care about the entire soundtrack but don't mind forking out a couple of dollars for the single will buy it, though I imagine some of them will have gotten it from iTunes. But if they release the single first, then the average Star Wars fan, who will account for the majority of their sales, would buy the single now, and then would also still buy the soundtrack when it comes out. By reversing this order, it seems to me like they're cutting into sales for the single. But, oh well, that's their choice. Apparently many people missed this when it made the rounds a few weeks ago, so I figure I'll mention it here on the podcast. There's a leet-speak version of the Episode 3 trailer. It subtitles all the dialogue with what's known in the internet community as leet-speak. Most of the jokes relate specifically to online gamers, but anyone up on LeetSpeak will find this hilarious. So go grab a pen and get ready to write down this link. There are probably several others out there, but this site's got five mirrors to the file. The link is www.nuarpages, that's lunarpages.com/video/sw_mirrors.htm. And the SW in that link is capitalized and everything else is lowercase. Hyperspace members can check out the latest Episode 3 official video game trailer, and Fox says that they'll be showing the same trailer during their primetime NASCAR coverage this Saturday, along with an exclusive cheat code attached. And speaking of video footage, there are three new television spots at the official StarWars.com website. One is called Jedi Action 1, then Jedi Action 2, and then Unite. The first one is, well, it's full of lightsabers. The second one has some duplicate footage from the first, but also includes Palpatine and some space shots. The third one is much more mainstream. It's narrated, and it's got a wider range of footage. All three of them look awesome, and if you haven't seen them yet, head over to either the main site or the Episode 3 news page at TFN. And don't forget, QuickTime allows you to pause a clip and then use your arrow keys to move back and forth frame by frame. But if you do, beware. You may see some things that you consider spoilers that are hard to catch while the trailer's moving at full speed. Nothing major, of course, but still, you've been warned. On May 26th, LucasArts will be releasing a Galaxies box set including the original game, the Jump to Lightspeed expansion, and the new Rage of the Wookiees expansion. Exclusive to those who buy the box set will be the Bark Speeder, as seen in the Clone Wars cartoon. For existing Galaxies players who download the Rage of the Wookiees expansion, there's an exclusive Varactyl, which is the creature that... I guess I'm trying to avoid giving spoilers here, even minor ones. Let's just say that it's a mount seen in Episode 3. Now, the press release quoted on TFN has a bit of information that doesn't necessarily spoil anything in Episode 3, but, let's just say it's interesting. For those of you who keep up with the spoilers and think they know what I'm talking about, and who have any actual information on what's going on here, shoot me an email. A German television program has some awesome footage from Episode 3. Yeah, technically it's spoiler footage, but for those of you on the fence about spoilers, there's nothing really important revealed in any of this footage. Some of it's from the battle at the beginning of the movie, and some of it's from Grievous walking around a ship, and all of it looks incredible. So check out the Episode 3 page at TFN for the link. Well, that's all for today's news. Like I said earlier, I'm heading out to Indianapolis first thing tomorrow morning, and while I'm there, among other things, I'll be pulling random fans aside for on-the-spot interviews. So if some weird-looking guy approaches you and sticks a microphone in your face, just don't pull a Sean Penn and punch me or anything, okay? Tune in later this week for the first of the Celebration 3 episodes. Remember, the opinions expressed in this podcast are those of either Jeff or myself and do not reflect the opinions of any other TFN staffers, nor of Lucasfilm. TheForce.net is not affiliated with Lucasfilm in any way. Take care, and may the Force be with you.